your money and we want to help you hold on to it. This week, everything you've ever wanted to know about starting a small business, but we're afraid to ask. Renika Khanna is a chartered accountant, founder of MontrealFinancial.ca. She joins me in studio with tips for getting that great idea off the ground. Good morning. If somebody has a great idea but no business acumen, can anyone run a small business?
Yeah. Pretty much anyone can start a small business. It's relatively easy in Quebec. There's minimal red tape depending on the type of business that you want to start. So for sole proprietors, for example, self-employed individuals, right, freelancers, consultants, you really just need to, there's three things really from a Revenue Quebec perspective that you need to keep in mind. And the first one is you need to register your business with the enterprise register. And you're only required to register if you are not using your given name. So in my case, if my business name was Renika Khanna, I wouldn't really be required to register. But if I wanted to, my business name is actually Montreal Financial, so I am actually required to register with Revenue Quebec. It's very simple. You fill out a form. You can do it online.
Is there a big cost to it or a major cost?
No. It's actually it's under $50, and you register initially, and then you have to do an annual declaration, which is really part of your tax return.
Okay, so this small business, this is not incorporated.
This is
right?
For an unincorporated, exactly. If you're just a sole proprietor, if you just want to start a business on the side, whatever.
Is it better to be unincorporated or incorporated?
Well, that's a good question. That it's a little more complex. Really depends on what your requirements are. One of the major advantages to incorporation is that you're allowed limited liability, so protection from creditors, from other people who might be out to, you know, to sue you or whatever. But there's benefits to both. There's tax deferral opportunities with incorporation as well.
But, I mean, the smaller the business, the less likely you'll want to do that.
That's right. Exactly. Right? Yeah. And if you're a small business, the tax deferral opportunities are limited just because your tax rate's not going to be that much higher depending on your income. And again, limited liability isn't necessarily an issue. And incorporation does have additional hurdles, administration costs. So,
are there grants and things available for people starting a new business or services available?
There are. And that's something that you would have to sort of look into with Revenue Quebec or Revenue Canada. There is a fairly generous SR and scientific research and development program by.
Now that's
Revenue
more complicated,
Canada.
I'm sure, to fill in those applications.
Certainly, exactly.
Right?
And that's exactly. You definitely need the assistance of an expert at that point.
514-790-0991, StarTalk. If you're thinking of starting a business, you have any questions, an excellent opportunity to ask them right now. You can text us the question if you prefer to do that. Text it to 514-800. What's the biggest mistake people make when they start a new business?
I think one of the biggest mistakes they make is they don't really look into what the government requirements are, and perhaps almost as importantly, they don't really have an accounting system in place. So when it gets to the end of the year, when they have to fulfill their obligations, then they get into trouble.
So there's some basics they should write, you know, what they're spending the money on, keep all the receipts.
They should absolutely keep all their receipts. Anything that's vaguely business related, they should keep. And then ideally set up some sort of accounting system. A lot of people use like Excel sheets, a spreadsheet. You could use something like QuickBooks, Wave Accounting. There's tons of accounting software out there, many of which are fairly simple to use.
Everyone has been telling me that there's tons and tons of red tape. It's impossible to start a small business. You're saying that's not true at all.
Absolutely not. You could pretty much, if you want to start a business as Tommy Schumacher today, you could start right now and not really have to do anything until you file your tax return at the end of the year. But, I mean, there is the only other thing to keep in mind. The major thing is GST and QST. So if you... Pretty much any business that sells goods or services in Quebec, with a few exceptions, whatever, has to register for GST and QST unless you anticipate that you're going to make less than $30,000. So many small businesses fall into that category, right? Especially in their first year, they're not going to make that much.
So they don't even need a GST or
they
number,
don't even
PST
need to,
number
no.
if they're making under
30, 30,
35, 35,
30,000.
30,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, 514-790-0991, Star Talk. Text your comment to 514-800. What about the ability for small businesses to get going, to get bank loans? How difficult or easy can that be?
Well, I mean, that in the beginning, it really depends. It depends on the nature of the business. It also depends on your credit history.
On your personal credit.
Yeah, on your personal, because, I mean, if you're just starting a small business and you don't really have an established credit profile to go with, in that case, though, you do have to make sure that you set up a business plan. Ideally, you'll have some banking contacts to speak to. You'll almost certainly have to provide tax returns for prior years.
Now, in the past, you might have had to have a consultant or a mentor to do it. Now, so much of this is available online, right? You can buy a book, how to write a business plan, or find out online.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a Google search and business plans will really give you, like, exceptional templates.
Okay, grab those headphones over there. Some questions. Ranika Khanna, my guest chartered accountant, founder of Montreal Financial. Any questions about starting a small business? Jane's on the line. She's calling us from the South Shore. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, Jane.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to know if the idea I have for a small business, how would I go about researching the clients, whether or not I would have clients to put this business on?
To see if it's viable, right? She wants to know.
That's a good question. Google, again, is your friend. You really want to do some research into your industry, I guess. See what the availability of, you know, different, there's so many different resources. And you can also, you can advertise your services on like Craigslist, or it depends. What kind of business are you trying to start?
Like an IT, home from home. Really, pretty much writing applications, but let's say there's all kinds of applications. What, you know, in what direction would I, head? You know, I don't know, because that's my background. It's programming and stuff like that. So.
Right. Okay. It always is good to start, in your case, with word of mouth. Like, do you know anybody who you may have worked for in the past? Just people in your circle, in your network, reach out to them and ask them if they need any IT services.
Thank you. So basically what you do is you might help one person. So you don't have a business yet. You're just doing something for one person.
That's
then you
right.
might help another one. Then there's word of mouth and you'd build slowly. Right?
Exactly. And many business owners just build that way.
Right. You don't put up the awning right away.
Exactly. Yes. And you limit your costs as well.
Okay. What about starting businesses? What do you think of this as an idea off the top of my head? I think this would be a great business if somebody would start it. How to fill in applications to get government grants.
Right, yeah, absolutely. That's a fantastic idea. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, because I'm sure that your list of clients, you'd have your list of clients right away, right?
Exactly.
Especially if you worked on a percentage basis only.
Yeah.
But of course, you'd have to really know what you're doing. Do people sometimes make like a bad decision for small business? I'll give you an example. Let's say they go to a bed and breakfast, have a great time, and then they think, oh, that'd be wonderful. That's what I'm going to do, open up a bed and breakfast. Sometimes it's very different being the customer at a B&B and having a good time and enjoying yourself vis-a-vis all the hard work that goes into having a B&B.
Absolutely.
So what kind of research should you do before you decide this is the business I'm going to get into?
Well, I mean, there's so many things. First of all, I think you do have to have that drive. You have to realize in the beginning that when you're starting a small business, it's going to be hard. It's going to, most small businesses take at least a couple of years to get off the ground. So you want to make sure that you have enough resources to cover you, to carry you through in the beginning. You need to estimate what your costs are going to be, your upfront costs are going to be, and just be smart about it.
514-790-0991. We'll continue our discussion. Ranika Khanna, my guest, chartered accountant and founder of Montreal Financial. We're talking about small businesses. Some questions here. Starting a network marketing business, do you consider it a real viable business? That's from Derek.
Absolutely. Again, as long as you sort of have the expertise in your field, you know what you're getting into, it can certainly be successful.
Let's go to Mike, who's got a question. Mike, good morning.
Yes, hi. I have a question regarding the $30,000, minimum or limit with regards to registering for the GST and QST.
Right.
How do you know when you start off? I mean, you have an idea, but you don't register them right away, I would assume.
No, you don't have to. Well, I mean, and this is an actually an interesting topic. You don't have to register right away. The rule is over four consecutive calendar quarters. So if you realize in Q2, right, that, you know what, I'm probably going to go over the $30,000, then you can register then. That's fine. There's absolutely no problem with that. But there is also an advantage to registering for GST and QST right away, because you're going to have to charge GST and QST, which people expect to pay anyway, you can also recover everything in terms of your business expenses. So it's okay. Something to consider for all business owners, regardless of whether you're going to hit the 30K or not.
Thank you very much. Also, and if you're collecting GST and PST, you get to keep some of it for doing the collection work for the government, right? You don't every penny of it,
you do.
Right?
No, you do submit. You have to. You're an agent of the government, and every dollar that you collect has to be remitted back to them. But you can offset it by any business expenses that you pay.
Right.
So for whatever your costs are, your computer, your office supplies, whatever kind of business you have, you can reduce the amount of GST and QST.
514-790-0991. Donald on the line with a question. Good morning.
Hi. Tommy, I think your guess is really oversimplifying it, having a business in Quebec. You're not mentioning that any GST that you collect, you are personally liable to pay back to the government, whether you're incorporated or not. It's a personal liability that if at the end of the year you've lost money and you're not able to pay that GST back, you're personally liable to pay it.
Well, wait a second. You've collected it from your customer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you've collected it. You have to keep in mind, you've actually collected it. So if you're invoicing, your invoice is $1,000 and you're charging $150 in GST and QST, that's not yours to keep. You need to put that in a separate bank account. You need to be disciplined about it, and then you have to remit it.
Right, they're taking it out of your bank account if you put it into your bank account in the first place.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Right. So it's important to do that for all business owners.
Caroline on the line with a question from NDG. Good morning.
Yes, hi. I am self-employed, and I was as a real estate agent. And concerning the GST for the incomes under $30,000, does that apply to me as well? Because for the past 5 years, I've had a GST account, and I've rarely made over $30,000.
But you're charging your customers GST and QST, obviously?
Yes.
So it's to your benefit, Caroline, because they're paying it happily. I mean, they're paying it because no one's paying it happily, right? Okay, you're right. But I mean, they're paying it, and also you get to claim back all the GST and QST that you incur in your expenses.
Okay.
So it's in your benefit to be registered.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to continue our discussion. More of your questions for Renika Khanna, Chartered Accountant, Founder. Renika Khanna, my guest, Chartered Accountant, Founder of Montreal Financial, providing accounting services for small companies and startups. Let's go. Where else do we go? This, another one. Any special rules for running a business that makes food? I'm starting up a cupcake cake business. I've registered my business, but I'm having trouble finding info about making food from home.
As far as I know, there are certain GST and QST rules that relate to the food industry, in that you don't necessarily have to charge it. But it's based on quantities,
but there must be safety aspects too.
There might be safety aspects as well.
Roger's on the line with a question from downtown. Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Tommy. I just wanted to make a comment about the fact, I don't know if you guys touched on this, especially people who are about to start a retail business and they are the renter of the establishment.
Right.
It's very important for them to make sure that they negotiate to the bottom line of the lease, meaning that they know exactly how much they're going to pay, because there's a lot of surprises that the landlords wind up putting on the lease, which people, especially new startups, don't know about. So it's very important that they know what their final cost on their biggest overhead, which
is rent. Okay, so there's a lot of surprises that go along with the rent?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. And as with any agreement or contract that you sign, it is really important to read it very carefully and have an excellent understanding of what it entails.
Another text question for us. If you're selling online or a website that you create, you need to declare this on your income tax?
Yes, absolutely.
If you're making money, it's an
absolutely
income, right?
As soon as you start selling something for the purposes of earning income, you need to declare it on your income tax. You don't necessarily have to register your business, but at the end of the year, you have to fill out the form.
If you're selling stuff on eBay,
yes,
as a business,
as a business.
But what if it's just one thing? You've got this old couch.
Yeah, if you have an old couch, no, that's it. It's like that's capital in nature, so not really. But if you have started a business, you're buying things cheaply, selling them, you know, on
a regular
basis.
Profit, yeah.
Hopefully to profit. If you're selling with the intention to profit, then you do need to declare it as a business on an.
What if you keep losing money?
That could be problematic. But you know what? If you're losing money, that can be helpful too. Well, not helpful. But
don't
you
tell
can,
the government.
Yeah, no. You can offset it against other sources of income.